Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to God's Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle David Callender. I'm your host. The Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are a Bible-believing ministry that is teaching, preaching, and reaching the lost souls of this sinful world for the kingdom of heaven in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or till when the Holy Spirit says it's time to close down. Saturday is from 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sundays are from 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or until the Holy Spirit said the same, it's time to go. We are excited and delighted to be back here this morning. I'll be going out to do a little work, not too much today, and get back home. Try to get this job tightened up as a certain way and get back here and see what the Lord does through the day. Prophet Smitty is coming on today, and we'll bring a word talking about the bread of life. We know who the bread of life is. That's Jesus. Father, we thank you, we praise you, O God, and we glorify you through granting us another day in the land of the living. For truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are already rejoicing and we are glad. We are exceedingly glad because you've given us this day. Not the world, but you did. And we are grateful. We ask, Father God, that you would touch each and every one that is listening near and far. And God, touch the preacher. Touch Israel today, Lord God, for so much is going on in Israel with the war, the bombing, and the killing. We ask, God, that you touch the United States of America, touch the president, and touch the Congress, touch the senators. Touch every lay person, every preacher, everyone that's called to preach or teach the gospel, and everyone that believes that Jesus is Lord, we ask that you touch. And even those that don't believe that he's Lord, we ask that you touch, because only you can change the heart and soul of a man. We ask, Father God, for your strength today as we go out in the field. We ask for your protection as we travel the highway. We ask, Lord, because we know that you are the one and true God, and nothing can be done in this earth realm without your knowledge or your help. And I need your help every day, oh God. We need your help every day. We need you to bring people to Blog Talk Radio to help work, and we need you to cause the people to sow seeds so that we can give more to India, to Africa, and that we could even sow into the cause for Israel, to help them feed the poor over there, Lord, and the hunger. Lord, we ask God now that you strengthen us this day as we go into worship and set the atmosphere for your spirit, oh God. We know that you love worship, and we love to worship you because you created us to worship. You created us to worship and bow down before you. Father, we ask today as we pick the tunes, let the tunes come up that would glorify your name, edify your body, and terrify the devil. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
You are the living way. Come on, you said you could spend one time with us. Bread, 10,000 gold, many things. Come on, somebody say
it. You are the
Gentile Redeemer. God with us.
God with us. The living truth. And what a friend we have in you.
We worship you. David there?
Thank you.
I want us to worship God for just a moment. We talked about one sound. Everybody say one sound. There is a kingdom sound. There is a kingdom sound. Everybody say that. There is a kingdom sound. Say it again. There is a kingdom sound. And I want you to understand this, that there is always a sound that precedes a move of God. Everybody say that. There's always a sound that precedes the move of God. Whenever you will find deliverance, wherever you will find healing, wherever you find a move of God, it is always associated with a sound. I want us to take just maybe 30 seconds, and we're gonna sing this song. We're going to raise it as an offering to the Lord. But I want us to take about maybe just 30 seconds, if you will. Brother, I just want you to minister on that guitar. I want you to raise your hands in his presence, and let's just worship God all over this room. Come on, everybody, let's worship God all over this room. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You have won the victory. You have won it all for me. That could not hold you down. You are the risen King. Yeah. You're seated in majesty. Yeah. You are the risen King. Sing together, children, come on.
Hallelujah.
Will you declare?
You have won the victory.
Come on, the voice of the corporate man, sing.
Hallelujah.
Now you get personal faith.
You have won it all
for me. Come on, say, death could not hold you. You are the risen King.
You are the risen
King. You are. And we declare that you're seated in majesty.
Seated in majesty.
Yeah. You are the risen
King.
Come on, corporate man, declare.
Hallelujah.
want you to lift your hands for just a moment. Let's worship God. I want to hear that guitar for just a moment. I just want you to minister. The Bible calls it a Zalar praise. That praise upon the string instruments is that Zalar praise. Glory to God. The Bible says that Saul called for David to offer a Zalar praise. When he was troubled with the spirit, there are some of you who are troubled in your spirit. But as we worship God in this fashion, God is going to set you free in your spirit.
Prophetess Millie, is that you on? Prophetess Millie? Preacher to get on. Once preacher get on, we are praying. Let her come on in. Until then, we are worship till she gets here. I try to start at 10:30, 11:30, 11:30 my time, 10:30 her time. Father, we just thank you and praise you, O God, for this morning. We thank you, O God, for your presence among us, O God. For in your presence is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Father, we pray this morning for this day that you have granted us, a day that we have never seen before and a day that we never will see again. We ask your blessing, O God, as we go forth this day to do what we are called to do. Lord, that we might raise funds to help those that are sick, those that are poor, those that are in need, O God. Lord, we are not just trying to make funds so we can go to the mall or we can go to the shopping center. and show off, Lord. We are doing what we do to help the kingdom, O God, for you said that much is given, much is required. We ask, Father God, your blessings on this airways today, Lord. There are forces, Lord, and you know this, there are forces that are working, trying their best to try to stop us, to hinder us from doing what you call us to do. But, Father, they have tried from 2010, this is 2021, and they're still trying, this is 2021, and they're still trying to stop Blog Talk Radio. But, Father, we declare and decree that they will not stop Blog Talk Radio because it's your radio, it's your ministry. We ask you to bless this woman of God that you have chosen before she was in her mother's womb, just like Jeremiah. Lord, you have anointed her and appointed her. Lord, you look beyond all her faults and saw her needs. She needed a Savior, and you saved her. So today, God, we are praying for her lips. We are praying for her eyes. We are praying for her ears, even for her ankles and her knee bones and backbone and hip bone and neck bone. God, we are praying for every joint in her body to submit to your power, to your anointing, to your healing. We ask, O God, that you would use her today as the very mouthpiece of heaven here on earth, that as she speak, God, we would hear. And we would not just hear, but we would activate what we have heard in our walk, O God, in our lifestyle to glorify you, to edify your body and terrify the devil. Lord, bless the word. Bless the four corners of the earth today as the word go forth to the north, the south, the east, and the west. Let it accomplish what you sent it to do today. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Come on in, Prophetess Millie, and let the Lord use you.
Amen.
Everybody praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Come on in.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank and praise God for this opportunity this morning to bring his word, and I will be speaking from St. John, the 6th chapter in the 40th verse. And my subject is the bread of life. Amen. The bread of life. I thank God. Hallelujah. He said, the Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, if not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, who father and mother we know, it is then that he said, I came down from heaven. Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, it was a moment among themselves. Jesus went on to say, no man can come to me except the Father will draw him. Amen. He said, and I will raise him up at the last day. His 45th verse says, it is written in the prophets, and they shall be taught of God. Every man, therefore, who has heard and have learned of the Father coming to me. Because most of them, they was all them unbelievers. But what I like so as I get on into the word of God, it's just a blessing to my spirit. He said, not any man has seen the Father, say he which is a he has belly. Verily, I say unto you, who believe on me has everlasting life. Hallelujah. He said again, I am the bread of life. Hallelujah. And then we know that bread of life was Christ when he gave to all the believers. Amen. Because that bread represents his word, and his word represents his body. He said, I am Jehovah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, your Father did he manifest in the wilderness, and they are dead. He said, this bread which come down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Hallelujah. He said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat this bread, he shall live forever. Praise God. We're still talking about his body. We're still talking about the cross of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I gave for my life to the world. He gave his flesh to the life of the world. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And if that is a guarantee, when he gave his flesh for us on that cross, for our sanctified, amen. It's a guarantee salvation for all who believe, amen. If the Jews, therefore, fall among themselves, how? Then how can this man give us his flesh? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall have no life in you. He's still talking about because what he did at the cross. Christ gave himself on the cross for salvation for mankind. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He said,
amen.
Eat my flesh and drink my blood, has eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwelleth in me, and I am in him. See, hallelujah. If we accept what Jesus did on the cross, he said, we dwell in him, he dwelleth in us. Amen. He said, that's how he guaranteed us victory, overcoming victory in this world. Amen. He said, thank you, Jesus. He said, the cross is forever the object of our faith. We got to have faith in the cross, not that piece of wind being up there, but what Jesus Christ, he hung, that bread hung up on that cross, hallelujah, and that blood, hallelujah, I think it ran down for us, for salvation to us. He said, without the shedding of his blood, there is no sin of sin, hallelujah. He said, as the living Father has sent me, and I have lived by my Father, so he who eat me, even he shall live by me. Hallelujah. Other words, hallelujah. Jesus, he can live by his Father's word.
Wait a minute.
That's the same way people of God saying that they be believers of God. They believe we supposed to live by Jesus' word. Hallelujah. And if we ain't living by his word, we are none of his. Hallelujah. It goes to say, really, if we don't, hallelujah, eat that bread, hallelujah, hallelujah, drink that blood, hallelujah, we are dead. And I tell a lot of people that they don't say no, but it's in the word. You are dead. But if we eat that body and drink that blood, we are alive in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We say, he said, so he who eats me, even he shall live by me. You got to live by Jesus. Mean by the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Talk about the believer. Never depart from the cross. We're never supposed to depart from the cross, what he did on the cross. So many people get so offended. And so many people say they don't even believe in the cross anymore. Well, you know, every man, that's every man. I'm going to believe what the word say. Hallelujah. Because we ain't coming here trying to push nobody down, stop nobody from believing. We're trying to show you what the word of God say. And we'll give you opportunity to get in your word and study your word, because the word was here when we got here. And we just trying to tell you what the word of God, amen, And as the scriptures, they give us background scriptures in the scriptures, we're going to give it to you. You read it for yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said the believers, hallelujah, is a part. That the believers never depart from the cross. In other words, we're always going to testify that our Savior went to the cross, because everything that the object of our faith is in the cross. Hallelujah. That's what the Word of God says. He said, this is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your father did, eat manna and obey it. When Jesus came down from heaven, he gave us that true bread. We had the true bread, which come. Hey, amen. He came down from heaven. Hallelujah. That true bread is still standing today. Amen. He who eat this bread shall live forever. We shall live forever. Because truly, when we leave this earth, let you go back before we get to that point. Once we give our life to him, we have been born again. Hallelujah. We just first became alive. Amen. And we continue to stay with him. We're going to die. When time comes, we'll sleep away or we'll be raptured away. Hallelujah. We're going to live forever. Hallelujah. God, people are going to live forever. He said, these things he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many, therefore, his disciples, when they heard this, saying, this is a hard thing. You know, a lot of people read the Word of God and say, I can't live that. It's too hard. It's too hard. You know, you make it hard. God's word is not hard to live. Because the reason you say it's hard because you don't want to stop doing the things you're doing. Amen. If you're willing to drop the things you're doing and pick up his word, you'll find out, oh, it ain't hard as I thought it was. Amen. Who can hear it? Then Jesus knew in himself that his disciple was murmuring. He said unto those that offend, this is offending to you. He said, what shall, if you shall see the Son of Man ascended up where he was before, if the spirit who quickened the flesh profit nothing? Okay? He said, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. But there are some of you who believe. But Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who believe not. Amen. And he said, who should betray him? He knew all of that in the beginning. Amen. He said, therefore, I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him by my Father. See, now people are trying to go around God. But some want to deny God. And some want to come from Father. They don't even want to acknowledge that. But what Jesus let us know, he said, you can't come to him if you go through his Father. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, God brought us to Jesus. Amen. He said, for that time, many of his disciples went back. Yeah, many of them went back. We know there was a lot of walking with Jesus. And we know in the day and hour of time, we have seen many profess him, walk in for a while. Other words, it got too hard. Other words, they seen something entertain them more in the world that didn't stand in the word, in the church, listen to the word, the true word of God. Amen. And there are a lot of things of the world to draw them back. But those that really have taste of his love, taste of his honey, but he's honey in the rock. They ain't going nowhere. They going to remain, hallelujah. And I like what his disciples said. He said, He said, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life. Hallelujah. Those that don't really had a church of Jesus, they ain't going nowhere because they know Jesus is eternal life. They know he is eternal life. They know there's no other place for them to go. So they go to hell, but some of they won't be right. We going to stay with Jesus because he got eternal life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, and we believe and assure that you are Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen the 12? Mm-hmm. And one of you is a devil. Yes, Lord. There's a lot of devils still hanging around here, too. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, and he spoke of Judah Iscariot, the son of Simon. Trade him being one of the 12. And going on down. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee. For he would not walk in Jewry because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the feast of the tabernacle was at hand. His brother therefore said unto him, depart hence and go unto Judea, that your disciple also may see the work you do. For there is no man who does anything secret, and he himself seeks to be known open. Jesus, everything Jesus did, he did open. He didn't hide things. You know, so many people do things, and they say, oh, I'm a prophet, I'm a pastor, I'm a teacher, but they want to stay in the background and hiding. They don't want nobody else to know. Oh, I want you to come to see me at a certain time. I don't like people seeing people come to my house. We find so many excuses today. Either you right or you wrong, amen? And if you of God, you all want the world to know that you of God, amen? Mm-hmm. God is using you. He said, do you do things, house yourself to the world. But neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet come. Amen. But your time is already. Our time is now. Amen. We don't know when our Father going to call us from this earth. Amen. He said, the world cannot hate you, but me. He hated because I testify that the work therefore are evil. See, Jesus told him just like the word. Jesus didn't hold his peace. He let him know, your work you're doing is evil. Your work is not righteousness. Your work is evil. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Go up to the feast. I go not up yet to the feast, for my time is not yet full. Amen. When he had said these words unto them, he abided still in Galilee. But when his brother were gone up, he went. He also went up unto the feast. It was secret. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, where is he? See, they were seeking for the wrong reason. They were seeking so they can get ready to destroy him, but time wasn't time for him. And he said, and these was much murmuring among the people concerning him. But some said, he is a good man. And the others said, no, but he deceived the people. They want to say Jesus deceived the people. Jesus ain't deceived no man. He said, how be it no man speak open of him for fear of the Jews? Say, amen. He said, now, about the midst of the feast, went up into the temple and talked, and the Jews marveled, saying, how knowest this man letter have never learned? Never learned. Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but is him who sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God, whether I speak to myself. Amen. If you know, God's word, when somebody speak, you're going to know, is it of God or is it the individual that speaks? But Jesus spoke of God. Amen. He said, he who speak of himself speak of his own glory. Mm-hmm. Who seek his glory, who sent me. The same is true, and no unrighteousness in him. It's all righteous in God. He said, did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you kept it? Why go ye about to kill me? The people answered and said, you have a devil. Yeah, they want to say everything about Jesus because they didn't want to receive. Who goes about to kill you? Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and you all marvel. Moses, therefore, gave unto you a circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the Father. And you, on the Sabbath day, circumcise no man. He said, if any man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken. Are you angry at me because I have made this man whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge right, judgment. Then said one of them to Jerusalem, is not this he whom ye seek to kill? But lo, he speaks boldly, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Howbeit we know this man, hence he is. But Christ comes, no man knows whence he is. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he talked, saying, oh, you both know me, and you know whence I came. He said, I am not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, who ye know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he had sent me. Then they talked. They sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him because his hour was not come. And many of the people believed on him and said, when Christ comes, he will do more miracles than these which if man had done. The Pharisee heard that the people to murmur such things concerning him. And the priest of the chief priest sent office and taking him. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while I am with you, and then I go. He whom sent me, you shall seek me and shall find not find me. And when I am there, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews among themselves, where will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go unto his disciples among the Gentiles to teach the Gentiles? He said, What manner saying of this he said, he shall seek me and shall not find me. And where I am, there you cannot come. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He said, the last days of the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he who believe on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spoke he in the spirit, which they who believe on him should receive. And the spirit and the Holy Spirit was not yet being, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Amen. And many other people, therefore, when they heard this saying of the truth of this prophet, others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that Christ come of the seed of David out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? And there was a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the office of the chief priests and the scribes and said unto them, why have ye not brought him? The office answered, never man spoke like this man. Then answered them the Pharisees, are you also deceived? How many of the rulers of the Pharisees believe on him? But the people who know not the law are cursed. Nicodemus said unto them, who came to Jesus by night, being one of them, does not our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he does? They answered and said unto him, are you also a Galilee? Search and look and find the Galilee, arise no prophet. Yet every man went into his own house. Amen. And then I'm going to the ninth chapter of John, but the blind man. Amen. He said, and Jesus passed by, and he saw a man which was blind from his birth. His disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned it, nor his parents, but that the work of God should be made manifested in him. He said, I must work the work of him who sent me. While it is day, night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spit. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man. He anointed the eyes of the blind man that were represent for his sin. Amen. The blind man's sin. A perfect sacrifice for sin. And he said, and Jesus said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And that pool was a symbol of the shedded blood, which cleanses from all sins, which is by interpretation. Amen. God sent for the salvation of the world. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came clean. Amen. You know, people always, when they see miracles today, they always want to come up with all kinds of excuses, anything except in believing that God has done this great miracle. Amen. And they put this man, his family, through so much questioning him, but that man, he stood and he held his peace and he did not change his testimony. Amen. And that's how it is when a child of God truly been born of God, been filled with his Holy Spirit. I don't care who comes and trying to make you doubt your word going to be saved. He filled me with his Holy Spirit, with the evidence and speaking in tongues. Amen. He said, his neighbor, therefore, said, which before had seen him who was blind. Is not this he who sat in bed? Oh, people love this. They always throw up what you used to do. Some said, this is he. Others said, he looked like him. But he said, I am he. Hallelujah. I once was lost, he said, but now I am found. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And he said, therefore said they unto him, how were your eyes open? He answered and said, a man who is called Jesus made clay, anoint my eyes, and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam. And I went, and I washed, and I received my sight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And said they unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. They walked to the Pharisee, him who was often was blind, and it was on a Sabbath day when Jesus made clay and opened the eyes. Then again, the Pharisee also asked him, how had he received his sight? He said to them, he put clay on my eyes, and I washed. You know, like I say, a lot of people sure we're trying to find. Are you sure you was blind? Are you sure, brother? Came, lay hands on you. Your elder came, lay hands on you, you sin. No, that you're trying to prove yourself to man. But this man wasn't trying to prove nothing. He told the truth. He laid his hands on me. He told me what to do, and I did it, and now I see. What a miracle. Amen. He said, therefore, some said to the Pharisees, this man is not of God because he kept not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man who is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among themselves. And that's what the world is in, a great division. Amen. They just can't seem to get it right. Amen. And if they just get in the word of God, they would get it right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They said unto the blind man again, what do you say of him? Who had opened your eyes? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, he is a prophet. The Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind. He received his sight until they called his parents unto them who had received his sight. They asked him, and they asked them, saying, is this your son who you say was born blind? And how does he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was blind, but by what means he's now seeing, we know not. Or has opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, you ask him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He shall speak for himself. Hallelujah. One thing about when God do something in our life today, people need to ask nobody else. We got a mouth, we can speak for ourselves. We can say we once was lost, but now I'm found. Hallelujah. He said, we can say I was blind, and see, we were spiritual blind. But this man here, he was a natural blind because he was born blind. We were spiritual blind. Hallelujah. And when God, hallelujah, laid his hands on us, our eyes came open. Hallelujah. And we could see, hallelujah, that Jesus is the true Son of God. Amen. As the word declares it. Hallelujah. And these words spoken his parents again. They fear the Jews, for the Jews has agreed already. If any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. I mean, they will put him aside from everybody else, from the family. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He said, therefore said his parents, he is of age as him. Hallelujah. They just began to ask him over and over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He began to say over and over again. Then again called the man who was blind, and he said unto them, give God praise. We know that this man is a sinner. It wasn't that Jesus was a sinner because he did this miracle on the Sabbath, because they didn't even know who he was. Amen. He said, he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, but now I see. Amen. And that's what we can say today. We can say, I know my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. We know he lives. We can testify of the miracles. We can testify to how he fed us. We can testify to how he clothed us and gave us wisdom and knowledge. Amen. And somebody come across and us, say, who did it? We can say it without a shadow of doubt. Nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah. Can nobody do it but Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is what the blind man was saying. Hallelujah. In other words, you call him what you want to call him. But one thing I do know, I once was blind, but now I can see. Then said they unto him, what did he do? My God, they want to know word for word. How opened he your eyes? He answered them, I told you already, and you did not hear. Wherefore, would ye hear, if I say it again, would ye also be his disciple? They won't answer that because they know they weren't going to be his disciple. Then they revealed him and said, you are his disciple. Well, we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. This man asked and said unto them, why therein is this marvelous, a marvelous thing that we know not from whence he is, and yet he opened my eyes. All that man know that Jesus opened his eyes. Amen. We know not what God hears, not a sinner. Now, a lot of people say God hears not a sinner, but what you want to say? He said, but if any man be a worshiper, God does hear him. God does hear him as you be a worshiper. If you change the thought of worship God, God will hear you. Hallelujah. He said, since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one who was born blind? This man was not of God. He couldn't do nothing. He couldn't do nothing if he wasn't of God. They answered and said unto him, you were altogether born in sin, and do you teach this? Because they were born in sin. And yes, do you teach? You know, they teach what the word say. And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, do ye believe on the Son of God, former Benjamin, the Messiah? He asked and said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe on him? Jesus answered and said unto him, you have both seen him, you've seen him physically and spiritual. And it is he who talked with you. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. And he worshiped the Lord because I believe. And Jesus said, therefore, judge me. I am come unto this world that they which see not and they which see might be made blind. You know, people tell you that I see, but they ain't seeing because if they ain't seeing scripture, they don't see. They're still blind. Amen. And what Jesus was saying, those that were blind and when he talked to them with his spirit, their eyes came open and they can see then. They can see. Amen. And some of the Pharisees, when Chris were with him, heard these words and said unto him, we are blind also. Jesus said unto them, if ye was blind, ye should have no sin. She had no sin in you. But now you say, we see, therefore your sins remain. Your sins. If you can't see the glory of God, you can't see who he is. You can't see and understand by his Holy Spirit what he did on the cross. We know the Bible said that he shedded the blood, but the whole purpose of it, if we can't see that he said his bread was his body, hallelujah, and his blood was for the remission of our sin, we are still blind today. Blind today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then we'll go on to the 10th chapter. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he who enter, by the door. We're still talking about Jesus Christ. He became the door and in only door. He said, you climb up another way, the same as a thief and a robber. Other words, if you go another direction, if you go into another religion, a false religion, or you go into any other type of belief that's not of Jesus, that's a thief and a robber. I don't care if you just say, well, I'm going to get in a group that we just gonna call it the jump. The jump. And that's a plain word, the jump. That jump ain't Jesus. So you come as a thief and a robber. You got to come at the door because he is the door. He said, but he embodied door. That's mean the way. We have to come by Jesus to get to the way to our Father. He's the shepherd of the sheep. Jesus alone is the true shepherd. We know that he is our true shepherd. Amen. Amen. And he says, then the portion is open. The doorkeeper. He's the doorkeeper. It's open up to us. Anyone. Just repent of their sins. Amen. He's going to open up to them. And the sheep hear his voice. And he called his own sheep by name. You know, so many voices are going on in the world today that it got so many people messed up, tangled up, tied all up. They don't know which your way to go. Oh, that you can listen to the Democrats, listen to the lawyers, all these advisors saying this and saying that. And if we want to know what's truly going on in the world, and we get in the Word of God, we can see what's going on in the world. Amen. Now, there is nothing wrong with people listen to the news. Amen. We need to listen to the news. But when we get hung up on what this one said, that one said, they're going to get you all tangled up. I don't know who to believe. But as long as you stay in the Word of God, you're going to believe Jesus' word because he said, believe me. He said, for the very word say, amen. Hallelujah. He said, and lead them out. See, when you hear his voice, you know that it's the voice. That is the voice. And we said Jesus, some call him God, you know, call him Yahweh. Some call him, hallelujah, the great, hallelujah, the great witness. I call him my great I am. I call him my daily, my bright and my morning star. Amen. Long as you call him of his name, you are still praising him right on. Hallelujah. Jesus was speaking of the salvation, amen, that he was bringing to the world. Hallelujah. He had to, that's right, we had to go by the door to get to that salvation. Amen. Because he brought us salvation. He brought us salvation to this world. Amen. The fourth verse says, and when he put them forth, his own sheep, he goes before them. He go before them. So Jesus go before us. He go before us and make everything plain, safely for us. Because if he wouldn't go before us, they don't care what we are running to, or we'll step into. He said he put his sheep. Amen. And he said, and the sheep go and follow him, and they hear his voice, a true voice, a true heart. Will know the voice of God. And a false heart will follow the other voice, which is a false heart. When your heart is true, you're gonna know the voice of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He said, will they not follow, but they will flee from him. And we know not the voice of a stranger. A stranger's want to come to deceive us, that we allow him to deceive us. Amen. But a true person going to come and tell us the true word of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And there was a parable spoke Jesus to them, but they understood not the things he said, which he had spoken to them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I am your door. I am your way. I am your truth. I am your life. He said, one door, and the door is Christ. If we come by Christ, we got it. Ain't got to look no further. Hallelujah. All who ever came before me is thieves and robbers. And we know, and we have heard, and we have seen a lot of thief and robbers that came, passed our way. We thank God they did. Hallelujah. And we have heard of other places. All them came forth. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hold it. Everybody else came the other way. Thank you, Jesus. Our glory be God. I bind us up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He said, I am the door. And by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And we enter in that door. That door is Jesus. Jesus is our Savior. And he said, we'll go in and out, find pasture. We'll go in safely. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll find safest pastures. Amen. When the pastors, and God said he'll lead us out into blessing, amen, beautiful blessing, amen. And the thief come not but to steal, and destroy. He's talking about Satan, amen, how his false way. Amen, he'll tell that false thing so true that if you don't have a spiritual discernment, he'll lead you in the wrong way. Hallelujah. That's falseness. And that's why it's so important to have a discernment of Jesus. I mean, he'll lead you in a false way. But he said, Jesus said he'll lead us out and find pasture. And we'll know the way of Jesus. His way is a safe way. His pasture is a clean pasture. Nothing but blessing. Amen. They talk about prosperity, and you will get prosperity in the pasture. He said, the thief come not but to steal and kill and to destroy. And that's what the devil do. He comes. He'll come any kind of way he can to destroy you. Hallelujah. He'll destroy your influence. He'll for your life if it's necessary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But that's the false way. But the only true way is the way of life. Jesus said, but, he said, I am come that he might have life and that they might have a more abundant kind of source of life. Now the source of life is in Christ for all true believers. Hallelujah. However, the true believers, hallelujah, have that true faith in Christ and in him in the cross. If we are truly, truly of God, by God, in the name of Jesus, we're going to follow his true word. Amen. Somebody else coming, trying to teach another doctrine. We're going to be in him because that's Paul did. Amen. Amen. Come and faith in Christ and him in the cross. He said, I am a good shepherd. This is Jesus speaking. He said, I'm a good shepherd. Mm-hmm. Dying for my sheep. The good shepherd died for his sheep. The great shepherd lived for his sheep. Because he got up. He didn't only just die and stay dead. He got up. He had to get up so he can live. Hallelujah. For his sheep. Hallelujah. And the chief shepherd come for the sheep. The good shepherd give his life for his sheep. Because Jesus gave. He gave his life that we may have eternal life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But he who is high. And then we find out today in a lot of churches, for some particular reason, maybe they can't get a pastor, because they just hide them somebody in until they can find a pastor. That pastor looking at them for the money. He's not concerned about your soul. He's not going to preach you the word, the true word of God, because he just hide. Amen? Mm-hmm. Other words, I'm just standing in the spot till somebody else come. I just want your tithes and offering. I just want my monthly fee. Well, I'm charging you to be in the church as your pastor at this particular time. He says, he hired whose own sheep are not here. They ain't none of you. Don't belong to him. He see the wolf coming. He lead them and flee. You know, they're staying at church. They're staying at church for a period of time. And when they hear people say, oh, they coming. The bad men coming. They coming. They gonna tear down. They gonna destroy. That man get his briefcase. He gone. He lead them folks in there. Hallelujah. And when they come, what the devil do? He come and scatter them. He scatter them. North, east, west, and south. He scatter them so mess them on mind up to today. There are people yet don't believe. Because they was in the church, they thought they was hearing the word, and then everything broke up. That makes me don't believe. But that's a poor excuse. We need to get in the word. Hallelujah. Because all those that scattered here and there, Jesus is going to bring us all back together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to bring us back together. Send the wolf coming and lead the sheep, and he'll flee. And they're scattered. He said, the high sleep because he is high. He don't care for the sheep. All he care for the money. He said, I am a good shepherd, and I know my sheep. And I am known for my sheep. So God, people are going to know a true pastor by the Spirit, the proof to apostle, by the Spirit, a true teacher, a true bishop. When they minister the word of God, your spirit, you will feel the Spirit of God in those individuals. Your spirit will meet. He said, you hear my voice. I say to you when I follow. You know the word. And they preaching the word. And they living according to the word. When your spirit meets, you know this is a person of God. Amen. Because this is all we're going to learn about the Spirit. Amen. He said, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. As the Father know me, even so know I the Father. He say, and I lay down my life for my sheep. He talking about his crucifixion. When he was crucified on the cross, he laid his life down for us. And I'm so glad got up that we can get up too. Because if he wouldn't have got up, we would have been, if we gentlemen, he would have been down. He had to get up. Amen. He said, and another sheep have I helped. And other sheep than the one that high and scattered, north, east, west, south. East, west, north, and south. He got them scattered. He got other sheep. Other word he said. He had to lay his life down. And he said, no man take it from me, but I lay it down myself. Tell me his death. He laid it down himself. It was a sacrifice when he did. His death taking place. He said, I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. He said, this commandment have I received from my Father. Because that Father had gave him that mission to do. Amen. He said, there was a division among, again, among the Jews, these things. And many of them said, he has a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, he has a devil. Can a devil, excuse me, y'all. I pulled me to this version. I went up a little further. Okay, he said, command have I received my Father, and it is at Jerusalem, the feast dedicated, that it was when Jesus walked in the temple, a Sabbath court. Then came the Jews around about him and said unto him, how long do you make us doubt? If he was Christ, tell us plainly. Amen. You tell us plainly. Because I want to know who you is. If you are Christ, Jesus answered them, I told you, you believe not. The work that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. And you know, if we do Christian work today in the name of Jesus, they're going to bear witness that you are a saved person. Because if not, I mean, you wouldn't go out doing some work for Jesus. You are just doing your own thing. It's because you believe not, because you are not my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep is my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Amen. And then what Jesus said, he said, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You know, there are people, once you get saved, they'll come and try to tell you something. Oh, you don't need to be involved with that religion. You don't need to be involved with that church. You don't need to be involved in that pastor. Why? Because God has wanted you, he has ground you in the truth. No man can pluck you out from the truth. Amen. That's just like if you use an apple love. Like some people love green sour apple, some love red sweet apple. But if you will truly love that green sour apple, ain't nobody need to come trying to give you that right apple when you know you say, I love a green apple. Because you're going to stick to that you love. Amen. But if you want, if you just an apple lover, you'll eat any kind of apple come along. But now when you're a Jesus lover, you're going to eat every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. Hallelujah. That's what the word of God says. Amen. He said, the Father, my Father has given them to me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. And I and my Father, we are one. And I'm so glad to know that the Father and Jesus is one. And we become one. Even Jesus and us, amen. He said, because he is our Heavenly Father. Amen. Then the Jews took up a stone against him to stone him. And Jesus answered, many good works. What did he say? Jesus answered, many good works. They, stone, they couldn't do much with that stone. Have I shown you, my Father, which of those works do you stone me? Because I'm telling you the truth, you're going to stone me. Yeah, you're going to be killed for the sake of Christ. Because I'm telling you the truth, you're going to kill me. Mm-hmm. Then the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone you not, but for blasphemy, because that you being a man making yourself God. He didn't have to make himself God because he's already with God. They didn't say one. They didn't have the understanding. Mm-hmm. He did walk the true man. He was God. He is the true God. But saying he was God. Jesus asked them, does not written in the law say you are God? If he called them God, then who the word of God came? Mm-hmm. Okay, God written some either, but he is God. Amen. The true and living God. Say ye to him, who the Father has sanctified and sent unto the world. See, God has sanctified Jesus. Hallelujah. He redemption, that's how we got our redemption, came to man for mankind, because God has sanctified him and sent him into the world, because I said, I am the Son of God. And if I do not do work of my Father, believe me not. You know, we can make it more plainly. If a person says, I am a minister, you can do different type jobs. But if I say I'm a minister of God, or I'm a pastor of God, and I'm doing everything but the word of God, you don't want to believe me. But we got all kinds of mixed up people in the world. Some really can't help themselves, and there's some that can. And there's some that don't even desire to be saved, but there's some that really want to be saved. And if you truly want to be saved and live according to God's word, you'll get in the word and study that what we're saying about Jesus is true, not something that we thought about and wrote about, because the word of God was here before we came. Amen. If I do, you believe not, because the work I do, and I and my Father are one. See, people don't want to believe Jesus for the work he do. His Father sent him, and he did what his Father told him to do. Amen. Therefore, they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hands. And they went away beyond Jordan unto a place were John at first baptized. There he abode. And many resorted unto him and said unto John, do no miracle, but all things that John spoke of this man were true. And many on him there are. So that's the end of that. Amen. I thank you, praise God. That's it. Was in that chapter.
Praise God.
Okay, but it's number 9. Okay. I'm gonna go on to the 11th chapter, and I'm gonna start at the 17th verse. I could go to the first on that. I go to the first. Now a strange man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary had anointed the Lord with the anointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. And Jesus heard that. He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of Man might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard thereof that he was sick, he abode 2 days till the same place where he was. Then after that said he to his disciples, let us go to Judea again. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews lay sought to stone you, and you are going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in darkness, he will stumble, but because they can't see the light of the world. But if any man walks in the night, he stumbles, because there is no light in him. You know about the story about Lazarus, and know Jesus raised him from the dead. We know that he was dead 4 days, and that was the reason Jesus didn't come. The reason was because he was showing them the manifestation of the glory of God, amen, that what God was glorified. He came to glorify, hallelujah, the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Because Jesus raised him from the dead. And we know the story. We have heard it many times, over and over. But the main thing we believe in our heart, that God raised him from the dead. And he was telling us in his word, if you walk in the night, you're going to stumble. If you walk in your sin, which you have been dark, and you're going to stumble. But if you're going to walk in the light, you'll see where you're going, because it means you're a person that's saved. You walk in the light. Amen. But the light shining. He said, any man walks in darkness, he stumble. And to use that expression, he's spiritual dead. Because there is no light in him. These things said he after that he said unto them, I was fully alive to me. Yeah. And the Lord, when we die, as we said, we just sleeping. We're sleeping. But Jesus came and wake him up. Hallelujah. Woke him up. Hallelujah. He said, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. He did. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spoke of his death. But they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in his sleep. Then said Jesus but to them plain, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sake that I was not there to attend. You may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. Then said Thomas, which is called unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. Still didn't have the understanding. He was talking about the resurrection. And Jesus came and found that he had lay in the grave 4 days already. Now, Bethany was near unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. I mean, they said 2 miles, whatever. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him. And Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha to Jesus, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would have not died. Hallelujah. My brother wouldn't have died. He would have been here. But I know that even now, wherever you will ask, whatsoever you ask him of God, God will give you. Jesus said unto her, your brother shall rise again. And you know, you can imagine when he said your brother going to rise again. Yeah, I know when the resurrection. Probably the first thing came out of her mouth. But Jesus wasn't talking about from the resurrection, was talking to her. He said, Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and life. He who believes in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. Though he was dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. And it's good to live in Jesus, knowing we will never die. We'll go asleep, or we'll be caught up, but we will never die. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. She said unto him, yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, which will come into the world. And she said, and when she had said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, saying, the mouth is come and called for you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come unto the town, in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews, when they were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, she arose up, hasted, and went out, following her, saying, he's gone to the grave. He's gone to weep. Then, when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. Then Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also came with her. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. And Jesus is weeping for us today, weeping that we get our heart changed. Hallelujah. Because some of us is dead. Amen. He's weeping for you. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man with open the eyes of the blind have caused even this man should not have died? Jesus, therefore, again, groaned in himself, coming to the grave. It was the cage of a stone was laid up on it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinks, for he had been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, say I not unto you, if you would believe, you should see the glory of God. And that's what Jesus is telling us today, if we only believe, we will see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you hear me always, but because of the people which sin, I said that they may believe that you have sent me. See, if we live right, and we can find ourselves sometimes in position, and we know that the people standing around us is unbelief, and we can tell our Father, Father, I know you hear me. You hear me always. But God, I ask you to perform this miracle for me. God, I ask you to show up for me, that the people will feel your glory. People will see your glory being manifested. Hallelujah. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And that sometimes, like I said, when we go through situation of life, and sometimes we carry a couple of days, and we be telling God, Lord, do this, Lord, do that. But if we just really, truly give up to God, sometimes truly, we will see a move of God in our life, in that situation. Hallelujah. And all he just said, Lazarus, come forth. That's what the word of God said. Come forth, amen. And he who was dead came forth, bound hands and feet with his gray clothes, and his face was bound about with napkins. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. You know, that's how the devil got so many people today. He got them bound up from the head to the feet. Hallelujah. Got the eyes all bound up. But one thing about when Jesus lay his hands on them, hallelujah, we can get loose and we can go for Jesus. We won't allow nothing to hold us back. We will go forth for Jesus, amen. Loose him and let him go. It was like this man was preaching, he was saying, and he just used as an example. He said that the cows was in the stable and you know had a door fence. He said, but if somebody was on that door and that cow gonna get out, somebody gonna reply, who left the door open? So he was saying, well, when the devil got out, hallelujah, when Jesus came in, they wanna know who left the door open? Hallelujah. He said, because God had freed my soul. He said, God had freed my soul. Hallelujah. He said, I was running, and I kept on running, and I kept on running. I ran for Jesus to the end. Hallelujah. So when Jesus takes all the napkins, hallelujah, and the cloth of sin, the layers of sin out of our life, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. People want to know. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Then men of the Jews which came to Mary had seen these things which Jesus did and believed on him. But some of them went their way to the priest and told them what things Jesus had done. You know, so many people today, I don't care what you do, You cannot. It's not a matter we trying to please nobody, but I'm talking about we trying to demonstrate Jesus in the earth. Some of them still will not believe. They still lying away, trying to take you down. Hallelujah. They can't stand to see Jesus raise nobody up because they're a devil. They're a devil lover. But if they was of God, hallelujah, they would continue to lift you up. And I'm talking about push you up, let you go forth. Hallelujah. Pray for you. Hallelujah. I want you to go up, brother. I want you to continue to go up. Hallelujah. That you can give us the word of God. But so many, they want to take you down. They want to take you down. But I just thank God for the word today. Amen. And I pray that God will give me more. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I just praise God for it. I just praise God for his word. Most of all, I just praise God for being our sacrifice. Amen. He was our sacrifice. Hallelujah. He was our blood covenant. Hallelujah. Knowing that in the olden days, well, in the Bible days, Jesus fed them manna from on high. But today, he feeds us manna, which is his bread. Hallelujah. He said, either eat my bread and drink my blood. And if you don't eat my bread and don't drink my blood, you don't have no part in him. And knowing, hallelujah, I just praise him for the blood covering today, the being a blood covering, hallelujah. They walk with a price, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But they raised up from dead unto life, hallelujah. He gave me a newness of life, hallelujah. That I can walk in him, amen. That I can talk about him, amen. They are not ashamed of the gospel, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not ashamed. I will own him anywhere, hallelujah. Anywhere I go, I will tell them about the love of Jesus, hallelujah. Tell them that one day I was lost, hallelujah. And he reached down and he saved me, hallelujah. He set my feet, hallelujah, upon a solid rock, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I praise God today. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I begin to bring this into a close, I am going to ask our Bishop Washington to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come at this time. Hallelujah. Because somebody may want to give their life to God. We believe and hope and so. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Bishop Washington. Bishop James. Bishop James. Pastor. Hello. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Pastor James.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Pastor Lord. James.
Hallelujah. We're here.
Okay, baby.
Hold on. Prayer of salvation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do the prayer of salvation.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank God for this message. Glory to God. Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Lord, we bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, our bread of life.
Yes, Lord.
Our living water. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
Open the eyes of the hearts of the people, Lord, so they can see you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
They can see you, the light of the world. To see you, to hear your voice, to feed on you.
Yes, Lord.
The bread of life, Lord. And hear you, God.
Yes, yes, yes.
We all need to hear you, Jesus. We got to hear your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We bless you, Lord. The danger. No, you're not. You're going the right way. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Pastor James will be right with you all.
Oh, yes. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Mm-mm. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I got to go to the doctor. Give me some glasses. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I praise you. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my God. If anyone has not received Jesus as the Lord and Savior, you have an opportunity at this time. Please don't pass it on. Because we live in a perverse generation. There's so many signs that Jesus is on his way back. Please don't miss the opportunity. Because if you miss it, there's eternal damnation for you if you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So I urge you, please accept him today. You know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that no man would perish. God has a desire for all of us to come to him, oh Lord. And the only way to God is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he gets us this way. The word says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whomever believes in him should not perish. But God did not give his Son into the world to condemn the world, but through him the world might be saved. And the book of Romans tells us that the wages of sin is death, but we all have fallen short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. God has given us a way through the Lord Jesus Christ, our blessed Savior. And the way to the Lord is through the book of Romans, at chapter 10, beginning at verse 8. And it says, what does it say? It says, the word is near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. And in verse 9, the confession is made. And it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's in verse 9. And all you have to do is say those words out loud. Father, I know I'm a sinner, and I'm asking that Jesus accepts me as his Lord Savior. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I want to be saved. So I'm confessing that all my sins, and I believe that God raised him from the dead. If I'm making a short confession, you now have a clean slate. It's very easy, but you must speak it out loud and let the enemy know that you're seeking Jesus as your Savior on this day. For all those who have never received Jesus and those who have backslidden, that's your way back. Jesus is the door. He's called the door to salvation. And there's no other way, But in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, nor is there any other name mentioned under the heavens by which man must be saved. And that name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, your next step, if you've made that confession, is to be baptized. And if you have been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the way we do it here at Blog Talk Radio in the book of Acts, chapter 2, beginning at verse 38, where it says, and Peter said to him, repent. And if you've made that confession, you must repent, which means not going back to your sins. And Peter says, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Speak it out your mouth. Let the Lord know that you must say it loud. And let them know that the Lord know that you're receiving Jesus. But Peter said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. By doing so, you cover yourself and your family also. And on that day, there were about 3,000 souls who received Jesus that day. And Peter said, repent, every one of you, and remove yourself from this perverse generation. Hallelujah. And if you say that, invite people to your baptism, and many, many, many who come to your baptism may receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior also. And this will be accredited to you, to your account in heaven, but by just inviting them. If someone comes in and says, well, hey, I want to be baptized too, and they receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, the Lord will put it on, accredit it to your account for drawing a soul asking him. And it's a beautiful thing when you were rewarded for bringing someone into the kingdom or directing them, and they follow through.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I want to congratulate each and every one. Hallelujah. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you have received him as your Savior today. And like I said, repent. Do not go back to your old ways and repent. And now, Pastor Millett, it's back to you. Finish. And congratulations to everyone who has received Jesus today.
Amen. But y'all want me to open up the lines for anyone?
That's up to you, ma'am. You're a preacher.
Okay. All right. Now the line is open to anyone who will have any remarks or...
Lord, we thank you for your servant, God. Lord, we thank you, God, that he has come today, God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, God,
yes.
In service for the kingdom, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we ask you
yes.
To strengthen her more and more each day, for surely. What
yes.
You mean today is that you are the bread of life.
Yes, you are.
You are the one that will sustain her, God, the one that will keep her, the one that will give her all that she needs.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, Father, we pray in God that you pour back into her as she is poured out
yes, Jesus.
From heaven above, from our
yes.
Jesus Christ himself. He spoke today. You spoke, Jesus.
Yes.
You spoke your word through your servant, Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We are grateful for the bread of life, our Jesus Christ. Surely you are everything.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we ask you that you anoint her afresh, Father God. Oh, God, that your anointing will continue to flow from this woman of God.
Yes, Lord.
As she continues to come and serve you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, we are so grateful that we heard your word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That we can hear God.
Yes, Lord.
That we can hear your word. And she heard you today.
Yes, yes, yes.
Matter of fact, she hears you every day.
Thank you, Lord.
You're her shepherd.
Yes, yes, yes.
You shall not want.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, she is one of the sheep of your pasture.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you say, my sheep shall hear my voice.
And the voice of a stranger they would not follow. So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
For one that is so dedicated to the kingdom.
Yes.
And we ask you to bless her beyond measure.
Do it, Bobby.
And you say, God, that you would run us down with a blessing.
Amen.
So, God, let your blessings flow upon this woman of God and her family.
Yes, Lord.
Like waves on the ocean.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Just to take her over.
Yes,
take
Lord.
Her over completely, oh, God, continually, oh,
yes.
God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Take over her entire family, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take over to do the makeovers that's necessary, God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Necessary for us all to be with you.
Yes, Lord.
One day forever.
Yes, yes, yes.
Through eternal life.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that we need you more than anything. And she made that very clear in this word.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Need you more than anything. You're the sustainer of life.
That's right.
The Bible says that man should not live by bread alone, but cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of our Father.
Amen.
So, Lord, we just thank you, God. And she has spoken.
Thank you, Jesus.
But she spoke your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now we thank you for the blessing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Continually
Lord.
Flowing in the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus
thank
Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes.
God, that she made herself available.
Hallelujah.
For this word today.
Thank you, Jesus.
And truly, God, those that seek your kingdom first in all of your righteousness, for all the other things that has been already added unto this woman of God and her family and all
yes.
who are connected to her, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Thank you. Jesus.
Thank you, God, for the windows of heaven open over her, pouring out a blessing. Oh, God,
yes.
that is so much, God. That she has to give up some of it to give to others.
Amen.
Too much to contain what you are pouring into her. And so she has to pour it out.
Thank
Glory
you.
Be to God.
Thank you.
Oh, God, again, I ask, oh, God, that your blessing continue to flow
yes,
in her life.
Yes,
Lord. As you say, God, given it shall be given.
Thank
pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So men were given to our bosom. And she has given today of herself. She has made herself a living sacrifice.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And
thank
with
you.
That sacrifice for bearing the cross that she's decided that she's going to carry, Father God, with your help, she'll go all the way. To go all the way with your help.
Amen.
We can't even carry our cross alone. We
thing.
Need your help to carry it, God.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Need you to continue to feed us.
Yes.
And we are the sheep of your pasture. Hallelujah.
Lord.
So we thank God for Prophetess Millie. We
thank,
thank God for her life
yes, Lord.
That has been given up to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So therefore, again, I say, Pastor Miller, you are blessed beyond measure.
Thank you, Lord.
Because of the sacrifice.
Thank you, Lord.
That you have given.
Thank
Jesus gave, and you gave. Therefore,
yes.
you shall receive that 30, 60, 100-fold.
Thank
however
you.
However the Lord choose to do it. Thank you once again.
Oh,
Prophetess
yes.
Millie, our sister, our friend.
Yes, Lord.
The mouthpiece of God.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to your name, Jesus. In your holy name, we pray, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, God. Thank you so much, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
so truly, we are blessed.
Yes, yes,
to have received of this meal today.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Our ears are blessed.
Thank you.
Our soul is blessed. Glory to God. The more we eat of you, the bread of life, the more we grow in you.
Thank
so,
you.
Father, as she goes on in living her life for you,
yes.
Lord, that you, that she decrease and you increase, oh God.
Lord, do it, Jesus.
We thank you that greater, greater, greater is in store.
Oh, yes, Lord.
In Jesus Christ's name, I pray.
Thank you, Lord.
And let the church say amen.
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 The line is open. The line is open. If Mother Grain is on the line, come with your reading.
Amen. Praise the
Amen.
Lord. Good
Amen.
Morning. God bless everybody. God bless the woman of blessing
God
to
bless
everybody
you.
On the line. Good morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking me up this morning, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for my life. Thank you for everyone, everything that you're doing in my life. Thank you, Lord. You say the reason for everything, everything's come from God alone. Everything lived by his power, and everything is for his glory. Romans 11 and 36. The Lord has made everything for his own purpose. Proverbs 16 and 4. Everything created by God reflects his glory in some way. The heaven declared the glory of God. Psalms 19 and 1. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God giveth light. Revelation 21 and 23. You are worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created everything. Revelation 4 and 11. They are my own people, and I create them to bring me glory, says the Lord. Isaiah 43 and 7. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord risen upon you. Isaiah 60 and 1. God's glory is best seen in Jesus Christ. The Son is reticent of God's glory. Hebrews 1 and 3. The Word become human and live among us. We see his glory. It was the glory that the Father shared with his only Son, a glory full of kindness and truth. John 1 and 14. Jesus prayed to his Father, I brought glory to you here on earth by doing everything you told me to do. John 17 and 4. Jesus prayed, my soul has become troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this purpose I come to you. This hour, Father, glorify thy name. John 12, 27 and 28. We bring God glory by worshiping him, loving others, believing, becoming like Christ, serving others with our gifts, and telling others about him. Use your whole body as a tool to do what is right for the glory of God. Romans 6 and 13. Our love for each other proves that we have gone from death to life. 1 John 3 and 14. Accept each other just as Christ has accepted you. Then God will be glorified. Romans 15 and 7. Jesus said, as I have loved you, you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. John 13, 34 and 35. As the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like Christ and reflect his glory even more. 2 Corinthians 3 and 18. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, these good things that are produced in your life by Jesus Christ. For this will bring much glory and praises to God. Philippians 1 and 11. God has given gift to each of you from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Manage them well so that God glorious can flow through you. Are you called to be a preacher? Then preach as thought of true God himself was speaking through you. Are you called to help others? Do it with all your strength and energy that God supply. Then God will be given glory. 1 Peter 4:10-11. As God's grace bring more and more people to Christ, there will be great thanksgiving and God will receive more and more glory. 2 Corinthians 4:15. Will you live for your whole goal, comfort and pleasure, or will you live the rest of your life for God's glory, knowing that he has promised eternal reward? All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Anyone who holds on to life just as it destroys that life, but if you let it go recklessly in your love, you will have it forever, real and eternal. John 12:25. Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been marvelously given to getting to know personal and indefinitely want the one who invite us to God. 2 Peter 1:3. To all who receive Christ, to those who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God. John 1:12. Jesus said, whoever accepts and trusts the Son gets in on everything life complete and forever. John 3:36. May God end his blessing to his word. Amen, amen, amen. God blessing, God blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Thank you. I thank you.
Thank you, God. And thank you, Mother Graham.
Thank you, Jesus.
For that reading. Hallelujah. And it fits so well with the sermon today. Glory be to God. Because he is our supper, our daily bread. Yes, he is. He's that supper that we need. Glory be to God. And your reading just fits right in with
the Lord.
We thank God for the Holy Spirit that he has united us as one. Hallelujah. And as we all keep our minds stayed on Jesus, he keeps us in perfect peace. And he gives us that full course meal through his word. Hallelujah. As we feed on the Savior.
Amen.
The word of God is what we need. More than anything is what we need. The living water that flows from heaven. From Jesus Christ himself. He's who we need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Mother, once again.
Thank you.
Thank
God,
you.
Bless
God bless you.
You.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. God keep you. And may his light forever shine upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, the line is open. Thank you, Jesus, for anyone that may want the reading of the word today. Hallelujah. The sermon that went forth today
through
Jesus Christ and the reading that Mother read. If there are any comments, come forth now. in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus for us.
Praise God.
Prophetess, and for that word, it was just a blessed word. As always, God's word is blessed anyway, but the way you delivered today was just right on money. Like, you know, especially when you went in and talk about Lazarus, I was just fit right in there like a glove. You know, it's like putting glue to the paper. You know, you just put that right in there. And when Jesus said a word, you can believe and adhere to his word, because his word is true. When he told Martha and Mary, didn't I tell you that your brother would rise again? Didn't I tell you? You know, Jesus said, I told you this thing. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believed in me, though he died, he was yet will he live. You know, and all we need to do is just believe. Don't try to figure it out. The problem is that too many people are trying to figure out how Jesus does stuff. You know, they're trying to figure out how he does stuff. You know, all you got to do is believe. That's all he says. And he said, all you do is believe what I say. Like he told me, he says, people are talking about sanctification. But they're not living sanctified, you know.
Amen.
Folk are talking about sanctification. And I put it on Facebook this morning because he told me last night. I was laying there on the bed. I said, Lord, he said sanctification. He said, my people are talking about sanctification. And they will tell you I'm sanctified, I'm fire baptized, Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking. They do all this stuff, but they don't live it. You know, this is what God told me last night. When I was in prayer, he told me that last night. Folk talk about sanctification a lot. Oh, I'm sanctified. I'm fire baptized. I'm Holy Ghost filled. And this sounds real good saying it to the other believer. But to the God in heaven who knows the truth, he says, you're speaking it, but you're not living it. He says, sanctification is a word that must, it's a word that must believe. That's what Jesus was telling Martha and Matthew. Didn't I tell you this thing? You can believe what I say, because I am God. I am God in the flesh, and if I said it, you can believe it. And that should settle it. That's all you got to go with. You don't need no more. He said that to her. It was so powerful when you put that in there. Because he is the bread of life. And the thing is that what we got to get to a place where we are feasting on the bread of life. We try to feast on everything else except the bread of life. We don't have time for the bread of life. You understand? We don't have time. We can watch days of our lives. The young and the restless, the bold and whatever it is, the children, you know, I'm sure that they're going to, you know, Deacon, so Deacon be watching, see? The bold and the beautiful. Deacon be watching. He knows all that stuff. See, they watch all that stuff in the day. They ain't got no time to study the Word of God. They don't have no time to spend time in the presence of the Lord. You spend time in the presence of the Lord when you are studying the Word, when you fasting and praying, when you sanctify your body. You sanctify by the Word of God. The Word of God sanctifies you. It makes you want to live for God. But there's folks say, oh, yeah, I got all this stuff. Jesus said, look, I'm the bread that comes up from heaven. You know, the folk that was all day when Jesus was preaching that message, they all were supposed to be folk that knew the law. But they couldn't understand, how could you be the bread? How could you be the bread? He said, if you eat of me, you'll never be hungry. My God, I'm the waters. If you're thirsty, you drink me, you'll never be thirsty. They can't understand what he's saying. But see, when you get this word, like that word you preached today, prophetess, my God, the bread of life, when you get this thing down your belly, though you hungry, you don't feel it. I haven't eaten anything all day. All that. I drink a cup of tea. I drink a cup of tea this morning, and that's all I'm going to all day long, till about 6 o'clock this evening. Because I'm feeding on the bread of life. Even though I can't preach it today, and you're preaching, and Pastor gonna preach tomorrow, or I preach, somebody preach tomorrow. But you know, I'm still listening to the word because it's what's keeping me filled. It's keeping me fit. It's keeping me not having to run down to Hardee's, not having to run down to Popeye's or Kentucky Fried Chicken or you can eat or go to the fish house or something to eat something. It keeps me focusing on what I'm doing for the King. See, because what I'm doing, what we're doing for the king, when we turn the plate upside down, we say, King, this is for you. My body is being broken, it's being put under subjection for you. I want to hear from you. I want you to talk to me. So what are you going to do? He's going to talk to you. Because you're showing him something. See, you're not just saying something. You're not just saying something. You're showing him something. Folks say, God, I love you, but you can't live for God. I love you, but I'm still going to fornicate. I love you, but I'm still going to commit adultery. I love you, but I'm still going to live a promiscuous lifestyle. You ain't love God.
That's right.
He ain't love God. He ain't care nothing but God. Because when you love him, you sacrifice. It's hard to sacrifice. They don't want to sacrifice.
Likewise.
They don't want to sacrifice time. They don't want to sacrifice nothing for God. They take the car, they go to church on Sunday morning, go to Wednesday midweek service. That's it. You need more than that.
Yeah.
You're looking good for the pastor. You're looking good for the bishop. That's all you're doing. You're looking good for the pastor. You're looking good for the bishop. But what about doing the things that would please God? We go to church on Sunday. Isn't that why we go to the church building? And people still feel that that's the church. That's not the church. It's the people that's in the building that's the church. It's not that's just the building.
Yeah.
You know, you're just going and fellowshipping. But God wants you to do more than fellowshipping. He wants you now to become in love with him. He wants you to be so sealed up for him that it shows that when your neighbors see you, they want you to come and pray for them. They say, I want what you have. You know what I'm saying? Because I see something in you. You know, your light is shining. But they ain't got no light. I know folks ain't got no light shining. They're making a lot of noise, prophetess. They're making a lot of noise, and the devil is laughing. You hear what I'm saying? They're making a lot of noise. All Slewfoot is laughing.
Yeah.
He is laughing because he said, look, they ain't got nothing. Slewfoot saying they ain't got nothing. They are no threat to me. That's what the old devil is saying. He said, they no threat to me. He said, I got them in my pocketbook. That's what the devil says. I got them covered.
Yeah.
You know, the devil say that. Well, every time you decide that you don't want to live for Christ and you're going to do your own thing, the devil laughs. I'm telling the truth. He left. He had me hooked up for that many years. Because I could go. See, I could talk about me, false prophetess. But once I eat that bread, though, I got to get back to the subject matter. Once I ate on that bread, the devil was defeated.
Yes.
Once I ate on that bread, he was defeated. Yes. But because I was singing in the choir, I was singing in the praise and worship team, and I was still jacked up in the spirit. You hear what I tell you? I was jacked up so bad that the devil was laughing. Yes. He was laughing. He couldn't stop laughing because he knew he had me. But once I ate on that bread, oh, my God, my God. Once I ate on that bread, you hear what I tell you? Once I ate on that bread, see, I didn't have to do no more. He said, well, this is all you needed, son. Eat this bread. Drink this water that I'm going to give you. I'm going to cleanse you from the inside out because you're trying to clean the outside. But I'm going to clean you from the inside out. See, so many folk are trying to clean up the outside. They look like a Christian. They wear the right shoes. They got get their nails fixed. They get the hair block on Sunday. On Saturday, because once they go to church, they want everybody to see, but I got a nice hair block. My hair is trimmed nice. I got a nice hair press or urn or whatever they do. I got a nice wig on and look good. Everything is matching. But what about the soul? What about the soul? Have you eaten the bread of life that the woman talked about this morning? Have you eaten that bread? Because if you haven't eaten that bread, something is wrong with the picture. Something is wrong with the picture. Hear what I'm saying? So I just want to thank you, prophetess. It's a marvelous word. I was driving, coming over here to this job to try to get some more stuff done, but I heard the word. I heard all of the word. I want to tell you, I heard it all. And it was good from the beginning to the end. Thank you so much. You put enough on the table that if somebody had a big stomach, because they didn't get enough to eat.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying? If somebody had a big stomach, they can't say, well, I didn't get enough to eat today. Because you put more than enough on the table. I just tell you the way I hear it. You put more than enough on the table. Glory to God. And I would encourage you to keep allowing God to put it in your belly. Keep allowing him. Because somebody, I'm hungry. I am hungry. I tell the truth. I stay hungry. I stay hungry for the word of God.
Yeah.
You know, I stay hungry for the word. You can't never get enough of the Word of God. I know if people say, well, I had enough. I've been tested. No, no. You got to get this thing 24/7. Because the devil that's coming after us is not coming. He's not coming in breakfast time and don't come at lunchtime. He coming at lunchtime. He coming at breakfast time. He coming at supper time. Remember, he don't stop for lunch. He don't care what time lunchtime is, what time dinner time is. Anytime that he catch, anytime he catch one of us not on our job, he won't come and take us out. Yeah. That's his job. And don't get mad with him. He out here with his job. You know, he's a good job. So don't get mad with the devil. We got to get on our job. Get in the Word of God. Say the Word of God. Yes. Ask God to forgive you. Forgive people.
Yes, yes.
You know. Let go and let God. You know. Be sold out. So I'm just gonna shut my mouth here and let whoever wanna come and respond. But thank you again, prophetess. God bless you and his blessings already on your life. I know you see the manifestations already, even on your family's life, you could see that. The things are all the things that the devil thought he had messed up. God has turned around. Everything he thought he messed up, God has turned around for your good, for your glory. You can say, I serve a risen Savior. God, look at how my sister was. Look at how my daughter was. Look at how my friend was. But I could see the turnaround. I could see the turnaround. See, you got reasons to praise him. You can see the turnaround. Because the devil thought that he was taking somebody, he was doing something, but God said, no, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to turn this wrong for your glory. I'm going to make everything that he thought he was messing up be a testimony. That's what God said. I'm going to make everything be a testimony. Hallelujah. You know, when God took the bad thing that the devil was doing to our lives and turned it wrong for his glory, the devil get real mad. Do you know that? He get real mad. He get real mad because he thought he had us.
My God
set us free. That wasn't the salvation prayer. He thought he had us, but God set us free.
My God.
He said, I was once blind, but now I see. I was dead, but now I'm alive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, oh, my God. I thank God for the person that prayed for me, though. He was a heroin addict. And, man, he prayed for me, and I thought he was going to pray that God would take away that need to smoke crack cocaine, but he didn't smoke prayer. That he prayed a prayer of salvation. I thought the man was going to pray, God, take this thing, take this desire from this young man that he wouldn't have to get high anymore. But he prayed for me to receive Jesus as my Lord. And I knew that my life had turned around that moment. Because when I say the prayer of salvation, man, I couldn't stop weeping. Something just happened. I just felt a difference happened inside of me. It was like, I hear people always say, the old folks who said, like, it's like fire shot up in my bones from the book of Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I felt that feeling inside of me. And I didn't have to use since that day. 30-odd years, I ain't had to use a drug or smoke a cigarette. I get high on the Lord. Ain't that God answering this? In the devil mad. So thank you again, prophets. I'm going to go on mute so I can get some work done here. God bless you all. I'll talk to you all later.
Amen. Dr. Washington?
I'm here.
Okay.
Glory to God. We thank God for the comments from our apostle calendar.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And what he's saying is that we need the word. That's basically what we heard today.
Amen.
We need the word himself.
Yes.
We need the Spirit of the Lord to feed us.
Yes, Lord.
To guide us.
Amen.
To God. To give us wisdom. Divine wisdom, that is.
Amen.
To give us divine understanding.
Yes, Lord.
And that guidance, needs from our shepherd.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that we won't want from it for anything.
Amen.
So that the word that tells us, Prophetess Millie, that
to
prosper in our soul.
Yes.
It says, beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things.
Yes,
in health, very important.
Thank you, Lord.
Even as your soul prospers.
Yes, Lord.
Now, as our soul is prospering,
We're going to have a healthy mind.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to have a healthy heart.
Yes, Lord, help us.
You, I remember there was a man at a conference that we attended. It was for a whole week.
Yes.
And I saw that scripture in this man. The scripture just came alive. It comes alive through us as we live for Jesus Christ. And what you were talking today about, this bread of life.
Yes, Lord.
This food that we need, this spiritual food.
Yes.
That's what it's symbolic of him.
Mm-hmm.
And this man at this conference, they go around the world into healing conferences. And people were actually getting healed. I got healed in the conference. So I remember so clear, it's so vivid in my mind. You know, we were there, and I saw people get healed.
Yes, Lord.
And we could hear the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of God was so prevalent in that place. It was so strong.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Because God's anointing was there. But anyway, one of the servants, really a dedicated servant, he was there, and he
yes.
told us he needed a heart transplant.
Yes. My God.
He said, I'm here.
Yes, Lord.
The grace of God. And he began to give us his testimony about his heart. But because he needed that transplant, that physical transplant is part of the physical.
Mm-hmm.
But he was saying to us that I'm healed. He said, I know they said I need this heart transplant, but I'm already healed.
Yes.
It didn't stop him. It didn't give him, he didn't have that mentality that I got a handicap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do this for the Lord. I'm not going to be able to travel. I'm not going to be able to go on these trips. I'm not going to. He just gave God his all in all.
Yes, Lord.
It didn't cripple him in his mind about the fact that they said he needed a heart transplant. And to hear this man speak and to watch him lay hands and to watch him, you would never know if he had not said it. You would not know. He wasn't even short of breath.
My Lord.
You would not know that this man needed, as they said, a heart transplant. And he believed the Lord's report that he was already healed. So when we're prospering in our soul, truly, we are well.
Yes, Lord.
Because our spirit is alive.
Amen.
Our spirit is not dead.
Jesus.
Our spirit is well. Our spirit is functioning well. There's nothing sick about our spirit.
Hallelujah.
When we put the Lord first, he was prospering in his soul. It says, beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things, in health, even as your soul prospers.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
So his soul can only prosper. Our soul can only prosper.
Yes.
This is a very
Amen.
Powerful scripture.
Yes.
It can only prosper when we are feeding on the bread of life and drinking of the living water.
Amen.
And everything else in your body could be dysfunctional.
Yeah.
So much could be going wrong in the body. Things could be in our body and we don't even know it.
Hallelujah.
But
Thank
God
you.
Knows.
Hallelujah.
But nevertheless, we must prosper in our, even as your soul prosper. And that's powerful because your soul is prospering as we prosper in our knowledge of the King of Kings. We prosper when we get that knowledge, when we hear God, when we can see and we're not blind anymore.
Yes.
We can see now. That's what you're talking about. We can see. We're not blind.
We can hear God. We're not deaf anymore. We can walk in the spirit because we're no longer lame.
Amen.
That's what prospering in the soul is.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And we all need to prosper in the soul more than anything.
Amen.
But we can't do it without Jesus Christ, the Word himself.
Amen.
And that's what that's what it's saying.
Mm-hmm.
We need that depth. We need pouring of the Spirit of God.
Yes, Lord.
And we're going to prosper in our souls. We're going to cling to the Savior.
Hallelujah.
We're going to cling to him for life.
Thank you.
Cling to him for everything. Hallelujah. Lay all our burdens on him.
Hallelujah.
As we carry our cross. That man was carrying his cross.
Yes.
And Jesus was helping him to carry it.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
And it's so beautiful because people were getting healed and this man is standing up there like nothing, like he doesn't have an issue. But it was a testimony for God because God kept him strong. God was keeping his heart beating.
Yes,
hallelujah, and his body using him. He's allowed God to use him for his kingdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Therefore, he had everything he needed, and he could stand up there and not feel sorry for himself and do what God said. Hallelujah.
Thank
God, look at this man.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
And he was so full of joy. He was so happy to be doing it.
Yes.
And people were blessed by that testimony.
Yes.
And I pray you're blessed by the word today,
and
that we hear Jesus today.
Yes.
He gives life and he takes life.
Yes.
Amen.
And he gives us
the
eternal life that we need, the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So that's what the word does. Amen. So if you want to prosper, hallelujah, prospering, people look at prosperity as money and material things.
Mm-hmm.
When you say prosper, the first thing that comes to their mind is that you got to have a whole lot of stuff.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You got to have the finest cars and the beautiful homes and all of the clothes and all of the things that you desire in the natural.
Uh-huh.
But to prosper, your spirit to prosper.
Amen.
It takes Jesus Christ.
Yes, right now.
It takes him
mm-hmm.
to move in your life.
Hallelujah.
But we got to give him our life.
Amen.
We got to give it all up to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we got to give up, we got to give it up.
Yes, Lord.
If we want to prosper in our soul.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to give it up to Jesus. That's how you prosper your soul. It has nothing to do with money.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Nothing to do with who you know.
That's right. Yes,
nothing
Lord.
To do with
Amen.
Your friends, your mama, your daddy, nobody.
That's right. Nobody.
But it has
nobody,
everything
nobody.
To do with Jesus Christ, the only one.
But the Lord, Jesus.
He's the only one that can cause us to prosper in our souls.
Amen.
Only one. Hallelujah.
We need that full course meal.
Yes.
You know, if you put food in front of somebody every day and they don't eat it, they're going to die.
Yeah.
If they refuse to eat natural food, refuse to drink natural the water,
mm-hmm.
their body, they're going to die in their body.
Yeah.
Amen.
They could be dying. The body could be dying because the body is perishing every day.
Yes. All right now. That's it.
Every day.
Amen.
But your soul will not perish with Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
You can refuse that gas of food every day and still go to heaven. Because you got the bread of life.
Amen now.
In your soul.
Yes.
It's prospering. The food. I was watching a movie and this slave girl did not want to eat. She wanted to die.
My
God.
Because
Jesus.
She was in chains. She was chained up, bound up.
physically because she was a slave.
Jesus.
But not mentally.
My God.
Not mentally. You know, because why? Her mind was given over to God.
Yes, Lord.
She even went down in the water to drown herself.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the story, she didn't die like that. She didn't die. She was saved from dying physically. But anyway, my point is that we got to eat food. We got to drink the water to be sustained naturally.
That's right. Raise the food of God. Yeah.
But spiritually?
Spiritually.
We got to grow.
Yes, Lord.
Right, God.
By our greater life.
Thank you, Lord.
When his body was being torn up, his flesh was being torn up so that we could prosper in our soul.
Yes, Lord.
His flesh was hanging out of his body.
Yes, Lord.
He bled all the way to Golgotha. He started to bleed even in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Oh, yes.
Because the Bible says he sweat blood.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the agony.
Yes, yes.
And that wasn't even the first time he bled. He bled when he was circumcised.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because the Hebrew boys had to be circumcised after 8 days old.
Mm-hmm.
He bled that time. He bled in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And then he bled all the way to Calvary. All the way to Golgotha. He carried that cross.
Oh,
and
yes.
We got to carry our cross and go all the way.
Oh, yes.
If we're going to prosper in our souls and be raised from the dead like Lazarus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Raised from the dead because our soul has to be revived.
Yes, Lord.
To live again. Continue to live into eternity. So thank you, prophetess.
Thanks.
I thought about that scripture.
Yes.
Beloved, I pray you prosper in all things.
Yes, Lord.
In health, which is soul.
Yes.
Important.
Yeah.
We want to be healthy spiritually.
Yes. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Healthy,
it's good,
yeah.
To be, it's
amen.
Good to prosper.
That's right.
In all things.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
But most of all, to prosper in our souls. Like it or not, that's the way it is. If you don't eat it, you're not going to prosper.
That's right.
You don't eat that word.
Right. That's right.
Chew on that word. Get off some milk. Getting the milk is good. We gotta get the milk first.
Yeah.
We gotta crawl before we walk. Hallelujah. But when we start walking, we gotta be walking in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
A baby gotta crawl. Babies can't just get up and walk.
Okay.
And we were babies. We had to crawl. We was on that milk, but then we had to get on some meat. We got to become mature Christians.
My.
We got to grow up.
Yes, that's right.
Not
all right.
Grow. We don't have people.
All right, now.
Our spirit.
That's right.
Will not come alive.
Yes. My God.
There's dead people walking.
Yeah.
In the world, when you see people doing the things they do, that is not of God.
Yes,
that dead people walking.
Right.
They're like zombies.
That's right now.
Because they don't have life in their spirit.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. They only look good on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
When we see them like that, we pray and not look down on them.
That's right.
Because there was a time, whether we were prostitutes, drunks, drug addicts, whatever we were, thieves, liars,
yes.
Homosexual,
yes.
Whatever, we're all sinned and fall. We fell short of the glory of God.
Amen.
and the wrath of God.
Amen.
And as long as the wrath of God is abiding on the sinner, your soul is not prospering. You don't have the bread of life like our prophetess, our apostle was saying.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why I say we've got to feed, we got to have that word. That's
yes,
what apostle was saying. We
yes,
say it every day on this line. I know
yes,
we repeat ourselves, but the word does that.
Yes.
Amen.
That's
the
right.
The word.
Amen.
You can read the Bible over and over and over, and it won't change.
Yes.
God's word don't change.
No, it no.
Amen.
The way you hear us repeating
yes,
this scripture, that scripture, it's because
yes,
it don't change.
Okay.
And we got to not change not one word in there.
That's right.
That's right.
That's it.
And unfortunately, that's being done.
It is, yes.
They
even have Bibles out there that's not really the Bible.
Yes.
Right.
They've
yes,
made changes.
Yes.
And the Bible says that God's word does not change.
No, that's right.
He cannot change.
He cannot
right,
change.
Because
that,
he's God.
Right.
He don't change.
That's right.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, yeah, we have to do the same thing every day, over and
yes,
over and over.
Yes.
And that same thing, or same things, is to honor God.
Yes.
Honor him with yes, our voice. Honor him with our walk.
Yes.
Honor him in
that's
our
right,
mind.
Yes.
But we have to have a change. A change got to come.
Amen.
And it's going to come when we start to follow him.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're going to get on some steak and potatoes. We're going to come out of that milk.
Mama.
We're going to need more than milk because the more we eat of him, the more we need of him. Amen. We don't never get enough.
That's right.
Because he's more than enough. We
yes,
don't never get enough.
That's right.
We want more and more. When you thirst for God and you hunger for the bread, you thirst
yes,
for the living water.
Amen.
You're going to always prosper, even
hallelujah,
more. And God doesn't have a problem with people having beautiful things.
Yeah. No.
He doesn't have a problem, prophetess and Deacon Frazier.
Yeah.
He doesn't yeah, have a problem with us having a mansion.
That's right.
Amen.
He doesn't
amen,
have a problem with us having a Rolls Royce.
Amen.
God's not mad at
amen,
us for that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Solomon was
that's
the
right,
richest man that will ever live.
That's right.
The richest man then and the richest man even now, because the Bible
yeah,
said he would be the richest man.
Yeah.
Nobody. I don't care how many billions and how much gold you own and silver or whatever. No one will ever be richer than Solomon.
All right now.
All right. There it is. There it is.
Well.
That's right.
So
that's
there's
right,
nothing wrong with prosperity, prospering in all things. Because you heard the prayer.
Amen.
It's in the word of God. We ain't mad at nobody who's prospering.
Amen.
Materialistically, monetarily, but we want people to prosper spiritually more than anything.
Amen.
God ain't mad at you. God gets angry when you take these things and they become idols to us.
Yes.
Yes.
When we worship ourselves,
that's
when
right,
we worship the thing, when those things come before God, then it's a problem.
Yes.
Then it's the issue.
That's right.
Then
yes,
it becomes an issue with God, because God is a jealous God.
Yes.
Yes,
yes he is. That's right.
He's jealous.
That's what we got to
put
that's
him above, ahead of everything.
That's right.
Seeking ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to prosper.
Yes.
You're going to prosper in your soul,
yes,
and you're going to prosper in other things. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We ain't mad
thank
at you if you got a mansion.
That's
I'm
right,
not mad at you. I'm not mad at nobody.
That's right.
My Lord.
My God, my God.
Because you got beautiful things.
Yes.
My Lord.
My God, my God.
And God don't mind. He don't
yes,
mind.
Don't
but
yes,
he does mind when you put it before him.
That's
yes,
true.
That's it.
And another thing is this, and I'll be finished.
Yes.
you know, God is steady coming after people.
Yes.
Trying to draw them to Jesus Christ, even when they put idols before him.
Yes.
True. Yeah.
Even when they put the idols, you know, you can't serve God and mammon. When we were serving the devil, we put those things that we wanted to do before God.
Yes.
So we gotta always remember where we came from.
That's right.
That we all sinners.
Yes.
We were born into sin.
Yes.
It wasn't our fault.
That's right.
Our two parents sinned.
Yeah.
Therefore, original sin came onto the earth.
Yes.
And so we're born into sin, but we're also born for a purpose.
Yes.
While you were yet in your mother's womb.
Yes.
You had purpose.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Nobody's born without a purpose.
Yes.
And that purpose is what God has for your life.
Yes.
Those gifts that God gave you before you even entered into your mother's womb.
Yes.
He gave before we even got here.
Yes.
We were born.
Yes.
Rich. Rich.
Yes.
Because we came from God.
Yes.
We came from the Spirit of God.
That's right.
And once we entered into this earth, we entered into sin.
Yes.
So anyway, I thank God that I have prospered in my soul.
Yes.
But we need to prosper even the more.
Yes.
As we decrease, he increases in us, in our soul.
That's right.
Everything in the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He gave us dominion. He gave us this earth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yes,
this earth. It has everything.
Yes.
When God made this earth, he made everything we needed. God wanted us to prosper.
Yes. All right, ma'am.
But our soul.
Yes.
Needs to prosper. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Why would God have a problem with people prospering when he gave us everything we needed in this earth? The gold and everything was already here. The silver, the gold, all we needed. The cattle, all we needed was already here.
Amen.
And he put Adam as the steward of it.
Mm-hmm.
But our first Adam messed up. We needed the second Adam, Jesus Christ. To give back what was stolen from us by the devil. Amen. So I thank God for this word. It brought me to this. And you know, I dove through the word because my body needed rest.
Oh yes.
Because I've been going through a lot. But I thank God for it all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God. Because I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind going through what I have to go through.
Yes, Lord.
Like I said in a message last week, part of it was suffering for righteousness is a gift.
Oh, yes.
Carrying your cross is a gift.
Yes.
You can't prosper without it.
So now.
Can't prosper without carrying the cross.
Mm.
So praise God for you, Pastor Millie. You had seen and done so much in your life.
Thank you, Lord.
So much valuable experience to share.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank God for all the saints who come and share the valuable experience as we learn in our training on this earth, as we learn through our suffering. As we learn, because it ain't all suffering.
Yes.
God does beautiful. He gives us beautiful gifts. And the most beautiful gift was the gift of everlasting life. That's the most beautiful gift we'll ever have through the grace of God, something we don't even have to work for. We don't have to try to earn God's love.
My.
We can't earn salvation. We can't earn anything that God has for us. It's all freely given. And freely we have been given, and freely we should give.
Right now.
And as we give to the Lord, to the kingdom, we prosper.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's what it's all about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, prophetess. The word was truly wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
And we needed to be, once again, hear about our bread of life.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to look after our souls, y'all.
Amen, now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to limit ourselves.
That's right.
When it comes to certain things, so we can prosper in all things. Because, you know, too much of anything is not good. When I say anything, I mean things.
That's right.
I ain't talking about the soul. I'm not talking about that part about prospering your soul, because you can't get too much of God's word. Because it's never too much. And it should be, we can never have too much of the word of God. It's never too much.
Amen.
But there are things in this earth, things that we can do to ourselves that's too much.
That's right.
And I don't have to go through them because y'all know them.
Too
much of anything is not good.
Mm-mm.
It's not good for many because it can spoil us in so many ways. It can cause us to become backslidden. It can cause many different things to happen to us that's not good.
Amen.
When we have greed for anything, it's not good.
Amen.
But when I speak of the soul, I'm not talking about a thing. I'm talking about our soul. It's not a thing.
Amen.
It's not a thing. And we need every bit of the word, all of what we can get.
So
we
got to
go after it. We got to run after Jesus Christ. And he gives us more. And there's always more in store because we can never have enough.
Well, no.
I should say this. It's never too much.
Never
because
too
God
much.
Is more than enough.
Amen.
So the more we get to know, the more we flow in the Spirit, the more we can walk in, being that living sacrifice for God, we can walk in holiness.
Amen. Now,
not without mistakes, because we do. We're human. We're going to make mistakes along the way.
Right.
But we got to know that God is always there to pick us up,
right,
to help us,
mm-hmm.
keep us while we go alone.
So true.
We might skin our knees a little bit.
Yes, Lord.
Get some bobos along the way.
Yeah,
but
Lord.
God has everything we need to keep us going. Like that man that needed the heart transplant. My God, I got healed in that service, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
I had an issue with my arm because I fell down some stairs and I tried to break the fall. And my arm, I could not lift my arm higher than I want to say, like, you know, like going up over my shoulder. It was so painful certain ways I would lay. And I had prayed for, you know, prayed about healing. But God had a time for it to happen. Glory to God. There was a time, and I thank God I didn't miss that time. Hallelujah. I was in the right place at the right time. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I got healed, and I was lifting up my, I lifted up my arm. There was no more pain. I lifted it all the way up. No more pain. It went just like that. and there was a lady. She asked me, she said, would you pray for me? Would you pray for me? I said, sure. She said, I have the same problem with my arm. And the Lord, I prayed for her, laid hands on her, and prayed for her, and that lady got healed. She lifted her arm up. Instantly, she was healed. That was the power of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. The anointing was in that place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So hang on, hang out with Jesus. Hang on to the word himself and watch your soul prosper. You're going to prosper.
Yes, Lord.
We need a healthy mind, a healthy spirit.
Yes, Lord.
We need our emotions to be healed. Many people are suffering emotionally, spiritually, monetarily, physically. But the worst way to be suffering is in your soul.
Yes, Lord.
The worst sickness is when a soul is sick.
That's right.
That's worse than a terminal illness because it's worse. It's the only cure for it is Jesus Christ, the Word Himself. That's the only cure for a sick soul.
Yes,
nothing
Lord.
Else will cure it. Going to heal that soul with Jesus Christ. Nothing else. We can take some medicine for a headache. We can go to the doctor for many different things. We can get healed conventionally. We can get healed, you know, in many ways. Physically, different things happen with us. But the soul, that healing, Nothing but Jesus Christ, the Word, is going to heal this illness that's incurable without Jesus Christ. No cure for it but the Word. No doctor can do it. No medicine can do it. No money can do it. Nothing can heal the soul but
Amen.
The Word. Thank you, prophetess. As I said, I didn't hear all of the Word. But I know about the word.
Amen.
Because of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got the word in you,
Amen.
You'll be able to come and make a comment about the word.
Mm-hmm.
When you got the word in you, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank God again, prophetess, for this word. For you.
Thank you, Lord.
To be so willing to come at short notice.
Thank you, Lord.
But see, when you're on call for Jesus.
Amen.
When you're on call for Jesus.
Call for Jesus.
When God ring your bell.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You answer. You answer.
Amen.
You're willing. To come.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing's too much to do for our Savior.
No, it's not.
For the kingdom. Because guess what? We always get rewarded for it.
Amen.
We got the best reward that we could ever have, and that's eternal life.
So true.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So volunteered at short notice. It brought me to tears.
Yes, Lord.
I really did. I began to cry. I say, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Because I had so much I was trying to do.
Jesus.
And you say, Pastor, I'll do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I would have done it.
Yes, Lord.
By the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
But God wanted prophetess to do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
And she answered the call. She has answered the call with her life.
Yes.
So the Bible says to honor those where honor is due.
Yes, Lord.
I don't look for accolades, and she doesn't either. But we encourage because God said to.
That's right now.
And we honor those that honor God.
Amen.
Honor is due when we do what's right. When we do what's just. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Prophetess. You blessed me. You blessed me early this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Prophetess was talking to me, and I kept falling asleep.
That's okay. You needed it.
She said, that's okay. She didn't get upset. I was trying to pray for her and went to sleep praying. I went to sleep in the middle of saying a prayer for Prophetess before the line started. And then I had to make sure I put the line on mute because I kept falling asleep. I'm awake now. I'm fully awake now. I'm speaking of God and speaking the word. But I'm fully awake now. But I'm telling you, I just crashed. But that's good. God allowed me to do that because our body needs that. And that's another thing the body of Christ has to understand. We can't burn ourselves out.
All right, now.
We need rest.
That's right. You need it.
But for me, I just crashed. I just crashed because I'll go, and then I'll crash.
Uh-huh.
You know? But we got to understand, we got to take time to rest.
Right.
God doesn't want us to wear ourselves out.
He don't.
He wants us to work for the kingdom, but he wants us to get rest. Amen?
Amen.
So thank you, Prophetess, for not getting upset with me because I fell asleep. And
Never.
I know you wouldn't. I just thank you for your patience and for your kindness.
Thank you.
And for all the love that you pour out on the saints. I thank Apostle for the love that he pours out and all the time he gives. I thank God for Deacon Frazier. I thank God for all the saints on the line, Minister Andera, Evangelist Darlene, all those that come to share, to give up what God has given to them.
Amen.
For all those who are faithful, the stewards, you know, all of us. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I thank God for each and every one of you. And we love you all. I thank God for my husband. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For my family and for your families as well. Praise the Lord. Now the line is open, Deacon Frazier. I heard you. But the Holy Spirit just put that on my heart. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Mother, once again for your reading. Hallelujah. Glad that you were with us today. You're not with us every day like you used to be, and we miss you when you're not there.
Amen.
But we thank God for when you are with us, and we thank God that we know you're with us in the spirit, amen? Because even when we're not on the line, when we really love people, and when we really know that people are one of God, one of his saints, you know, We know that they are with us in the spirit. Amen. Whether we're on this line or not, we're together.
Amen.
In the spirit. Glory be to God. Thank God for his Holy Spirit. I'm done, Prophetess. The line is open. The line is open for anyone who want to come in and sing, praise God, pray, whatever you whatever the Holy Spirit will put on your heart to do. I'm down, Prophetess. Amen.
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 Apostle?
Apostle Calendar is out there working.
Mm-hmm.
Prophetess, there's nobody saying anything, so you can go ahead and close the line unless Apostle, if he has anything more to say, nobody else is saying anything. And Prophetess, we thank you once again for taking the time out to come and be with us today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, because we know you got a lot on your plate, too. A lot going on your plate.
Amen.
Right. two people in her family had to go to emergency yesterday.
Amen. It was placed in the hospital.
In the hospital. Came. You know why? Because she got the Spirit of the Lord working strong in her.
Amen.
We press, and we go forth.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We go forth through the power of God.
That's right.
Glory to God, because God's going to take care of everything concerning us.
Amen.
Our family, everything about our life, God said, all other things are added to us.
That's what you said. Thank
and
you.
He's concerned about our concerns.
Yes.
So when we give it up for Jesus, he give it all. He already gave it up for us. So we just got to give it up for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. And you are blessed beyond measure.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
For your
Thank
sacrifice. It does not go unrewarded.
Thank you, Lord.
Our greatest reward is in heaven.
Yes.
Yeah. What Jesus is preparing for us.
Yes, Lord.
What we're going to get when we get there. My God, my God, my God. We can't even imagine it. My God, Jesus.
Amen.
So anybody else, last call. Amen. Prophetess.
Okay, you going to close it out?
Yes, go on and take care of your family. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Praise God.
Lord, today we thank you for those mm-hmm. that heard, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, we can never get enough of your word, Lord. I ask you, oh God, to just go with us. Continue to go with us the rest of this day. God, and most of all, God, we're going to keep our mind upon you. Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
The word of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. And Pastor, I try to get with you, but I don't know what you have to do right now. But anyway, I'm going to make this phone call, and if I get the answer I'll tell you about, I'll call you right back and tell you what's
up. All right.
Okay, baby. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good day, everyone. We love you all. God bless you all. Bye-bye.